We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Beloved viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acernan.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guacheta, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guacheta TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MMBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an acclaimed American educator begins a charity initiative. In healthcare news, the United Kingdom inaugurates a software which enables patients to monitor their progress. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 6th, is the Independence Day of Comoros, celebrating its autonomy realized in 1975. An archipelago in southern Africa, at the northern part of the Mozambique Channel, Comoros was involved in significant trade in the area. This is reflected in the country's African, Arabic, Malagasy, and French influences. The idyllic islands have a wide variety of exquisite landscapes, ranging from white sand beaches, turquoise seas, and incredible rainforests and deserts. It is also Malawi's Independence Day, observing its self-rule achieved in 1964. Located in southern Africa, east of Zambia, Malawi has several protected areas. Its Nika National Park is famous for its wildflowers, including 120 species of orchids. The Lake Malawi National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, contains Lake Malawi, one of the largest freshwater lakes in the world. We wish the fine residents of Comoros and Malawi a memorable Independence Day.
Lion News, 20 killed by monsoon in Pakistan. As of Monday, July 4th, around 20 people had succumbed to the early start of heavy monsoon rains that struck various parts of the country. In the eastern district of Lahore, floodwaters reached past citizens' knees. As a precautionary measure, the Pakistani government and United Nations had sent out flood warnings to residents as well as those who remain in displacement camps, having lost everything in the devastating floods that destroyed 1.5 million homes during the extreme monsoons last year.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Jinghai requested that our association members please check with Pakistani officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to bring support to the most vulnerable. She added that emergency funds would be available as necessary.
Our gratefulness for the protective measures of the Pakistani government and the United Nations, and for Supreme Master Jinghai's attentive concern. We are saddened by the loss of cherished lives and pray that such disasters may lessen through humanity's more considerate ways.
Earthquakes jolt Solomon Islands, Formosa, Taiwan, and Indonesia. On Sunday, July 3rd, the Santa Cruz Islands Group in the Solomon Islands were jolted by a quake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale, centered 26 kilometers west of Lata. Also that day in Asia, Formosa was rocked by a magnitude 4.6 tremor, felt 54 kilometers to the northwest in Taipei. On Monday in Indonesia, a 5.2 magnitude quake struck off Sulawesi's Gorontalo province, 180 kilometers southeast of Gorontalo City. There were fortunately no initial reports of damage or injuries for any of the events, and no tsunami warnings were issued. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions. May such potential dangers be curbed through a greater regard for all fellow beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Jinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And that
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Oh,
beseech, O infinite Buddhas, the gods, the angels, the liberous soul stream from the true heart, wandering the endless cycle of suffering ahead.
O brother, wake up at once, brother, upon great seas and rivers, look straight at the flaming sun and vow sacrifice to save all on the earth.
Oh, the sister,
sister,
wake up,
sister, sister.
We can still save the planet.
Day 567.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. The demand for greater human rights and basic freedoms continues as people gather in cities and countries across the globe, including in Bahrain, Egypt, Israel, Libya, Palestine, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen.
Egypt. After a judge released 10 police officers accused of killing protesters during demonstrations earlier this year, family members of those who perished, along with thousands of other citizens, blocked the Cairo-Suez Highway for over 6 hours on Monday, July 4th. Egypt's Prosecutor General Mahmoud Abdel Majid responded by ordering the court's decision to be overturned and has pledged to the victims' family members that the police would be brought back to jail.
Palestine. The Palestinian News Network reports that a group of Israeli peace organizations issued a statement of support on Monday for the Freedom Flotilla, which is seeking to end Israel's blockade of Gaza-Palestine and its own efforts to reach Gaza. The Israeli groups also spoke out against the Greek government's actions in banning the flotilla ships from departing their ports, stating that this is in violation of international law. On Tuesday, a Greek court released Captain John Klusmeyer of the U.S.-flagged Audacity of Hope, dropping all charges associated with his arrest several days earlier when he had attempted to depart for Gaza in spite of a Greek ban. Meanwhile, a French vessel carrying several politicians, well-known personalities, and a journalist managed to reach international waters where it was hoping to wait for other boats to join. Bahrain. Representatives from the government, minority political groups, labor unions, and non-governmental organizations held their second meeting on National Reconciliation Tuesday, with plans for meetings to be held 3 times a week to negotiate reforms and greater democracy.
Israel and United Kingdom. dozens of people held a silent rally in London, UK, to protest the British government's travel ban and deportation hearing on the widely respected Sheikh Raed Salah, leader of the Islamic movement in Israel and mayor of one of Israel's largest Arab towns, who had arrived in the UK for a speaking tour on the plight of Arabs living in Israel.
Libya. According to China-based Xinhua news agency, the Chinese government once again on Tuesday urged all parties of the conflict in Libya to engage in meaningful dialogue toward a political solution. Meanwhile, the UN World Food Program, which participated in a recent fact-finding mission in Libya, stated that tens of thousands of people affected by the violence have become desperately short of food and are increasingly dependent on foreign food aid to survive. With grief for the fellow human lives lost, as well as those injured and oppressed, we pray for all conflicts to end and that citizens in every nation may choose destinies of peace, harmony, and dignified freedom.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢，行吗？继续这个样子，小孩又更糟糕。小孩常常学习大人的那种行为。我们所谓的自由，那个国家，我们所谓的天主教的国家，不是我们所谓的佛教的国家，那个佛教的天主教的精神呢，何在啊？应该形容啊，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣水那些东西，应该做跟佛水那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
Ta không muốn giữ con tim này nữa, ngày lại ngày nó xấu xé lòng ta. Trong cuộc đời đầy bão tố phong ba, bao bất hạnh in hằn từng giọt máu. Ôi trái tim vô cùng quý báu, ta bán không xong, bỏ chẳng đành. Ôi trái tim nhỏ bé mỏng manh, muốn ôm vào cả trời đau khổ. ta muốn đi tìm hoa đà thánh tổ. Xin Ngài hủy bỏ trái tim non, để ta không còn cảm giác đau thương khi nhìn mãi trần gian đầy khổ lụy. Ta làm được gì cho nhân thế? Ta làm được gì cho quê hương? Ôi cõi đời thế lương, sao mãi tràn máu lệ? Nhạc cũng buồn như kể lể, cảnh cũng biến đổi như hí trường. Nên dù ta ca bài yêu đương, tim cũng sầu như biển, lòng không thể bình yên. Nếu mai có luân hồi, ta xin làm hoa cỏ, xin không còn làm người dù chỉ một lần thôi.
Let peace be here now.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez returns home after surgery. The head of state was welcomed by a crowd of thousands as he addressed the nation in person on Monday, July 4th, for the first time since traveling to Cuba nearly a month earlier, where he underwent emergency surgery. Arriving on the eve of the country's Independence Day, he raised the national flag as he expressed his happiness at being back, while also conveying confidence about regaining his full health. We join in heartfelt welcome and congratulations for your return home, Your Excellency, wishing you vibrant well-being to continue serving the highest aspirations of your gracious fellow citizens.
New updates as efforts continue for World Vegan World Peace. With the intent for the enlightening elevation of humankind, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed a number of new spiritual perspectives in the recent video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in the United States. Among them was news of the gains and losses of spiritual blessing lines, or SBLs, in various countries, changes which depend on the degree of humans' virtues. In addition, Supreme Master Qinghai said that the countdown day, which marks the time left to still save the planet, has been extended.
Master, is our planet currently in critical danger of a major global war occurring soon, should not enough people adopt the vegan diet?
Yes, I was also worried about that. That's why I requested you guys to air all the news scrolls, yes, to remind people how much it costs financially, physically, emotionally, psychologically to the planet and to the people, you know, real people, real suffering, so that maybe people rethink of launching any war anywhere, okay? So that our planets might regain peace again. Well, let's pray that there will be a vegan world soon, maybe within a few years. Within the extended period. So that we will have a peaceful and happy world.
Besides the SBLs, the sun, and other blessing sources you've told us about, such as the ocean, wind, animals, etc., are there any other blessing sources we may not know about?
Yes, there are. They are more powerful than SBL.
To find out more about this new blessing source, as well as further updates on spiritual blessing lines, spiritual portals found throughout the globe, and more, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai and the precious revelations she is sharing at this urgent time for humankind and the planet. May we all heed and act upon these rare insights while there is still time to soon greet a peaceful vegan world.
Save Our Planet. At a climate change conference in Bonn on July 3, 2011, German Chancellor Angela Merkel calls on the world's industrialized economies to act swiftly in their commitments to greenhouse gas reductions to ensure that the world's temperatures do not rise by more than 2 degrees Celsius this century.
Save Our Planet. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin urges for a cleanup of the Arctic region from the human discarded trash and potentially toxic materials that have accumulated for decades around polar stations, bases, and settlements in an effort to protect the region's ecosystem and wildlife.
Save Our Planet. On July 3, 2011, temperatures in Phoenix, Arizona, USA reached record highs of 118 degrees Fahrenheit or 48 degrees Celsius, with unprecedented drought elsewhere in the country causing some cities to cancel Independence Day firework displays to protect against fire.
I'm Yu-Yu here with my fellow Canadian goose friend, Fufu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. We're happy vegans with a health tip of the day.
According to a study from the University of Newcastle, Australia, eating organically grown fruits and vegetables can potentially extend life expectancy up to 5 years.
The researchers stated that organic fruit and vegetables contain more key nutrients, including vitamin C, than those grown using chemical fertilizers.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for watching.
Now, the weather around the world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Peru, The municipality of Miraflores, a cultural centre and a popular destination for tourists in Lima, Peru, was the location of the first healthy alternative food festival organised by the municipality of Miraflores and Health Alternative Food Movement. It featured talks on plant-based eating as well as art and entertainment for the whole family. Our association members hosted stands serving delightful cruelty-free desserts and scrumptious dishes such as vegan stew and papaya rice. Our association members also introduced the Pre-Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. Dr. Jesus Mamani Romero, Deputy Manager of Health and Social Welfare, Municipality of Miraflores, was one of the dignitaries attending.
Una nutrición saludable, con alternativas como las que estamos observando el día de hoy, son muy beneficiosas para todos.
Gracias por el esfuerzo que han hecho de ayudar a todo el mundo a encontrar un verdadero camino y sobre todo cuidar a través de la alimentación nuestro planeta.
Sé vegano, sé ecológico para salvar al planeta.
Sé vegano, sé ecológico para salvar al planeta.
Our many thanks, Municipality of Miraflores and Healthy Alternative Food Movement, for planning this wonderful event. May honouring the earth and her inhabitants through the diet of kindness soon be a choice made by all.
In humanitarian news, an acclaimed United States educator begins a charity initiative. Miss Doris Brown, a teacher who has lived in Formosa or Taiwan since 1951, is donating $3.46 to the Chinese Christian Relief Association for every new subscription to a magazine published by her studio classroom business. The company's Let's Talk in English is the most popular English teaching magazine in Formosa or Taiwan and in Shanghai and Beijing, China. Studio Classroom magazine and its accompanying radio and television programs are distributed and broadcast in China, the US, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, as well as shows airing in Central Asia and the Middle East. Miss Brown's contribution will help the Christian Relief Association increase tutoring access for disadvantaged children. God bless you, Miss Doris Brown, for your generous and continuing efforts to assist young people. May your kindness help many vibrant youths to bright and prosperous futures. Up next on Noteworthy News, patients in the United Kingdom are able to monitor their health progress through an online health tracker. We'll take a moment to give the dog his favorite vegan snacks. Stay tuned for more rewarding news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, remarkable news for an exceptional world. In healthcare news, the United Kingdom inaugurates a software enabling patients to monitor their progress. Health Unlocked Tracker is being used at the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital by patients with spinal cord operations to gauge the surgery's effectiveness. It is being sponsored by the National Health Service. The application allows patients to access up-to-date information about their treatment and real-time tracking by medical professionals. Kudos the United Kingdom for applying technological advancement to improve treatment outcome. May beneficial tools such as this soon become widely available to enhance the well-being of many precious individuals.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told in Malay entitled Sleeping Time.
Si ibu kata, nak, kamu dah berusia 4 tahun sekarang. Kamu boleh tidur sendirian. Si anak kata, ayah jauh lebih tua sekarang. Mengapa ayah tak boleh tidur sendirian?
And now for our viewers' heartline. On First Be Veg, then we can develop sustainable technology, in which Supreme Master Ching Hai explains that adopting the plant-based diet is the priority now to save our world. This lecture can also be accessed in our online archives.
Amitabha Buddha be praised. Such factual explanation by Supreme Master Ching Hai. We all appreciate her efforts as one of the most important spiritual leaders of our times. May all be auspicious. Wisdom and Love, Open Buddhist Forum.
Respected Open Buddhist Forum, thank you so much for your supportive message. We are also very grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent presence in our world at this crucial time. May her wisdom be embraced by all humanity in the spirit of compassion. Blessed be each being on our beautiful planet.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be ever more blessed by the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A 10-foot bronze statue of 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan is inaugurated at the U.S. Embassy in London, United Kingdom, in honor of the late leader's life and work, and to commemorate the 100th anniversary of his birth.
In an effort to ease an urgent hunger situation in the Horn of Africa, which the UN is calling an emergency, international charities including Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross appeal to the public for donations to help the 10 million people currently in dire need of food. Upon hearing of this request, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately pledged $100,000 each to Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross for a total of $300,000, with a personal message saying that she is doing so with love and gratitude to these noble organizations.
For the first time in 7 years, Burmese pro-democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi travels outside her home to visit the ancient temple city of Bagan, formerly known as Pagan, in central Myanmar or Burma.
To help alleviate extreme hunger due to prolonged drought in African countries such as Ethiopia, the British government pledges £38 million in emergency food relief through the UN World Food Programme to nourish over 1 million people, including children and expectant mothers. For its generous and life-saving assistance, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the British government with the Shining World Leadership Award.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.